Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home and at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. This week, Voices.com is pleased to present Ellie Devers.
Hi, this is Ellie Devers from AP Voices in New York City. And today, I'm going to be speaking with my partner Frank Piazza about what it's like in the studio from a director's point of view. When someone comes to your studio for a recording session, what do you expect from the talent?
As an owner of a recording studio and as a director and producer of voice talent, it's my job to make sure the client's expectations are met. On the other hand, I have expectations too. Mainly, I care how a voiceover artist represents themselves when they come into the studio for a recording session. A session might be booked with an experienced voiceover professional or celebrity who comes in, reads a script in less than 20 minutes, and then they're gone. Or it might be someone with less experience, someone who struggles a bit with the copy, but they have a fantastic, unique-sounding voice, and we need to capture that special quality. No matter what level you are, what I expect as a director is someone who shows up on time, conducts themselves professionally, and has the ability to take direction, and also has the ability to go places with their voice. This is what keeps the session interesting, moving forward, and shows off range.
When you say go places, can you be more specific?
Sure. An example may be, if you're reading a script, let's say a PSA, there may be numerous ways to read it effectively.